What's up, guys? Welcome back to another video. Last time I did the podcast, it was the VIP podcast, aka the You Need to Find the Episode podcast in order to hear it. That's why it's called VIP, because not that many people watch it because they don't know where to find it. So, and I did post a recap. The same guest that we had from the VIP podcast is gonna be in this normal podcast, so episode. So let's do this shit. Okay, and I got the music ready and it's gonna sound good.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have. It's eating me up inside, but we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile.
Okay, let's get on with the show. Now, please welcome my guest, the woman with no titles right now. No offense. My ex-girlfriend. I don't have that many titles, though. I should really come up with nicknames. Y'all should follow me on Discord. I'll reveal my Discord thing soon. And then y'all can see, y'all can post what nick, if y'all want nicknames on this show or not. So, okay. So, I am. Here we go. Hey.
Hi.
Can you speak again? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, there you go. Okay, let's go with the first question. What should we start off with anyway? I was not prepared for this. You just came up to me and just asked me to do this podcast, so I'm kind of stuck in between. I know my brother, y'all know, y'all had some conflict. I know what we should talk about. So, the Bloxburg house. How about you talk about that to the viewers, which is probably, I don't know.
Well, it's to make Robessa's form an impact to make friends with each other and have more respect for each other. And that's about it.
Oh, yeah. And as everyone should know now, me and you are in a part of this whole thing.
Yeah. I finally finished it. I have to give tours to people.
So, who are you giving a tour today to?
Another person.
I
don't know yet.
Have you given your sister a tour already?
Yes.
Okay, so I know you gave Alberto and me, we were both there yesterday, and some of his random friends.
Yeah, that annoyed me.
So...
I toured two people at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, yeah, so...
Yeah.
I know, so we got 13 people, right? Now, here's my question about those rooms in the bottom floor, where we're on the same floor, but
yeah.
All those rooms next to me, I believe those, like, real wrestlers' names, except Ruby. Ruby, I already know that's a real person. Are you sure, Kairi Sane and all those other ones are real? Or are they just...
I don't know their real names.
Huh?
I don't know their real names, but I know who they are on Roblox.
So you're just putting their gimmicks? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay, now I understand. Because I'm like, is this just to fill up the house? Yeah, so, okay, because I know Ruby is a real person. That's for sure. So I know how you said, like, all the beginners are on the top level. Yeah, no. Yeah, there's one person who's not a beginner who's at the top level.
Yeah, I know. There was just an issue where nobody else would fit in the bottom. So they all had to go up there.
Yeah. So who already knows the secret area?
My sister, Cash,
me,
you,
and
Albert,
the
traps.
Okay,
and
yeah.
The two people that taught at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, I have no idea what to ask you next.
I have an issue with the house, and it's my fault.
What's the issue?
We added an elevator, and it's really annoying. Just imagine a dozen reverses in that one elevator.
I can imagine. So, okay,
that's why
so...
there's no fights in the elevator.
Yeah, so the whole... I want to get into Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank is like... When? I don't know. Like, April 15th. No, it's April 15th.
It's like 6 days.
6 days more? Oh, God, this is not going to end.
Five or six days.
I don't know, but it's supposed to be crazy. So...
In the Bloxburg house, I did create an arena with a mini Money in the Bank in it, so...
Yeah, I know I'm set to defend my title against some...
Love wrestling, dude.
I thought it was love, and then I kept trying to bring him. I was like doing the command bring love, and I'm like, why is it not working? Dude, he doesn't know how to spell. It's I. And then I put bring I, and it literally just brought him. So I'm like, wow, he's gay and he doesn't know how to spell. And if I retain, I also have to face him at SummerSlam.
In May.
Mm-hmm. This dude gets 2 title shots. 2.
Where's mine? Oh. Come on, I should come dying if I didn't get one.
You're gonna get one. You're probably gonna. You need a challenge for. I'm thinking. Don't challenge for me because. I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, I beat you.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say no. I'm trying to make myself the longest reign as possible. Probably like a reign of 3 months. A week. Don't worry, I'm back. I'm just dealing with some. Remember the washer guy I was talking about? Hello? Yeah, okay, yeah, you're good. Anyway, so like I was saying, this guy literally gets 2 title shots against me.
Yeah.
Well, I counted, I made the SummerSlam challenge. Yeah, I did make the SummerSlam challenge, but he made the Money in the Bank challenge, and I may do a title defense on Friday. Depends if I want to. If I want to tomorrow, I may just defend my title against him to get a little preview of Money in the Bank and SummerSlam. So that's gonna be a long ride. But I'm looking for, like, a retain, like, okay, right now, looks like I've retained a month already. I think I won it in March. Right now, it's May, so I've retained it for a really long time. So, it's already 1 month. If I win Money in the Bank on April and hope nobody cashes in on me, then I'm good, and I'm probably gonna be 2 months. So that's like 30 and 30, what was April?
Ended.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm supposed to retain all of these because I am trying to become a 3-month champion. That is my goal. So win at May, that would be a big win. I'll finally be on top of the mountain for 3 months. 3 months, okay? 3 months is okay. So, yeah, my guest had to leave, so I'm just gonna go into mine now, my thing. I'm gonna keep explaining this whole event. So, okay, let me go into the group wall, because we're planning to make either something called Cross the Line, Cross the Line is our Raw event. So here is what I'm thinking they're going to do. So let me go to Discord. So on Discord, let me find the group Discord. PvP. So somebody made the idea to make called Straight Line. So it's kind of like SummerSlam, but just the colors are green and yellow. That I don't understand. That makes no sense. We are having SummerSlam in May. Why are you gonna make another one? And it's a different name. That would make no sense. So I suggested a pay-per-view after SummerSlam for June. June, I called it Graduation Havoc. So all the matches are gonna be Carter matches. So mostly everyone is a low Carter except for me, Cash, because I'm a mid Carter. So if I win a match against the low Carters, then I move up to a high Carter. If a low Carter versus a low Carter face off, the winner becomes a mid card. So, and if a high card right now, which is nobody, versus a mid card, they just don't move up. They just stay there. So the whole point is to basically get up the rank. You only get one match. You lose that match, you don't rank up. That's why it's called Graduation Havoc. And there are title matches. And somebody else decides just as a joke, I don't know, but it may work. It's called Your Mom's Pay-Per-View. The owner actually agreed, so let's stay tuned for that. But I think Graduation Havoc actually works. So yeah, I guess this is it. So we're at the 17 mark. So let's play some music to end this off. Thank you guys for watching this podcast. And as always, keep up. Oh, I mean, be safe.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier, I want you to be happier. Even though I might not like this, I think that you'll be happier, I want you to be happier. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. Thank you.